The Summer Without You by Karen Swan, read by Katie Scarfe.
Look at me, please, and just one more,
Rose said from behind the camera, her right hand making tiny micro-adjustments on the lens until she found the pin-sharp focus she was looking for on the bride's face. Not that this bride lacked focus. This was a million-dollar wedding if it was a cent, and Ro had several times glimpsed the veins of steel that had bagged this bride her groom. Most recently, dressing down her own father through gritted, whitened teeth for standing on the hem of her dress. Outwardly, everything was as perfect as a Martha Stewart set. The 12 bridesmaids were all dressed in blue sky silk columns and pearl chokers, with buffed shoulders and upswept hair. The huge potted blossom trees were in full bloom, the aisle densely carpeted with pink petals. And the guests had, thankfully, all honoured the cream dress code. Ro had been grateful to have the camera to hide behind as she'd snapped away in the bridal suite before the ceremony, shocked and embarrassed by the no-knickers, full Hollywood look the bride was working under her modest tiered silk mousseline dress by Vera Wang. Personally, Ro gave them 8 months. She didn't see this couple getting to a year, not judging by the way the groom kept looking over at the maid of honour. She walked slowly round the Waldorf Astoria ballroom, her camera dropped by her side as she watched the guests. Some were still seated at their tables, but most were beginning to get up and mingle again, and the room was starting to throng. She guessed they were mostly around her age, possibly slightly younger, late 20s rather than early 30s. There wasn't a baby to be seen anywhere, though they may have been banned. Probably had been. This bride didn't do messy or unscheduled. But she had clocked a few bumps. They were likely all still in the throes of wedding fever, that time in their lives when they went to 5 or 6 weddings a year, as friends and acquaintances jumped on the merry-go-round, and life seemed like one long party lived out in a marquee and pretty dresses. It was interesting seeing the differences to the British weddings she usually covered. She'd never photographed an American wedding before. The commission for this had come through the bride's sister, who'd been a bridesmaid at a wedding Ro had covered in Dorset 10 months earlier. She'd taken Ro's card after seeing her signature colour-saturated filters, which lent each image a dreamy, nostalgic vibe. The most obvious difference between the Atlantic cousins was the men all wearing dinner suits rather than morning suits, the strong black and white stamping effect looking great through the lens. And the bridesmaids all looked a lot more sorted, professional even, than their British counterparts. None of them was drunk yet, for a start. The speeches had been a lot more corporate too, and obviously the couple had written their own vows. Something that hadn't really taken flight back home, where it was considered more proper to go along with the traditional King James version and have a reading of The Owl and the Pussycat.